Yay, God. Good morning, good morning. Well, round two. This morning I woke up and I put on a bright red shirt. And my wife said, "You look like a lumberjack." I have no idea why she'd say that, do you? No clue what she's talking about. I don't have the guns for a lumberjack, and they probably didn't have this. They worked a little harder. But, you know, when you live in a house with all girls, you don't get to pick your own wardrobe. Correct? I got to put it on. I got to walk in there and start with the youngest. "Amy, is this, does it match?" And she'll go, Now I got to go to sister. Now I got to go to mom. Got to go through the process of all of the ladies picking my clothes, except during the work week. I love it. I wake up, I've got a pile of T-shirts in my closet. I grab one and throw it on, and then I'm done. The weekends are a whole different thing in my house, though. They get to pick it. So I'm going for that lumberjack look, though. Did I succeed? Yeah. Good, good, good. I decided I'm going to let my beard grow until it can turn my pages for me. You think that'll work? And my wife said, "Until Pastor says I have to trim it because I can't go on stage. So, Pastor, shh. Because we're going to let this thing grow, and why not, right? One time in my life, I'm going to let my beard grow and see what happens. I figure one day I'll wake up in the morning and half will be shaved because she'll shave it in my sleep. And she'll only get to half before I roll over, and then the other half is stuck there. So we'll see how this works out for me, though. Hey, I'm excited about this morning. I'm excited because last week, as we talked about healing, some of you guys were on the edge of your seat. You're ready to receive what God has in store for you. Some of you came this morning expecting to receive a healing. And that's an awesome thing. As I stood at the door this morning, I asked one young man how he was doing, and he told me it's getting better, but it's not there yet. He said, "But today I came expecting a healing." See, because he came to receive today. Because it's that easy sometimes. Sometimes we just believe and we receive. We walk by faith, not by sight. You know, the world tells us that I'm sick and that this, and we see this and we see this, but faith tells us that we can be made well. And so that's what we're doing. And seeing as we talk about healing, and as we talk about what God can and what God will and what God wants to do in your life, make you whole. Maybe this is preparing you for that time in the future when the enemy comes against you. And you'll have the tools in place already prepared to open up that toolbox and to use what God's planted in your heart, His Word, to be made whole. Because a lot of times, you know, Pastor gets up and he teaches us and he prepares us for the future is what he's doing. By planting seeds in our heart that we can that will grow and that we can use at the proper time when that harvest time is ready, they've came and they've produced what they need to produce in us. See, because sometimes it's not for today and now, but it's for then and when. And maybe this today is preparing you for then and when. Because we need to always be prepared. And the Word of God prepares us. It prepares us. But I'm excited because first service had a great response. People were very receptive to God's Word. See, because it's not anything to do with me. Because He sent His Word to heal us. It's in the name of Jesus that we receive that healing. It's not in the name of Jason. Because my name ain't above no names. But I know the name above all names. And it's that name of Jesus. 3 John 2 says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you." All is well with you. "And that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit." See, because when we come to Christ, when we come and receive that grace by faith, He renews our spirit. And we're renewed. And in our inner man, we're made strong again. But we also have to understand that He wants us to be made well in our physical body. It's a complete thing with Christ, isn't it? He didn't just come to forgive some of my sins. Because the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, He didn't just come so part of me could be made well. Part of you could be made well. But He came so you could be complete and whole in your entire body. Your emotions, Your body, soul, and spirit, all three. And today some of you guys are excited because you're excited to receive what God has for you, which is great. Come expecting. Every time we come into this house, we should come expecting. Every time. I don't care what the circumstances have told me, because see, we want to learn a system of beliefs not based on the circumstances, but based on the truth, based on the Word of God. Because the circumstances try to form our thought patterns. But God wants to renew our thought patterns and to get them based on the Word of God, on the truth. Circumstances are telling you you're sick, but God's telling you you can be well. No matter what the ailment, what the illness, whether it is a physical, an emotional, a spiritual. Maybe you need to come to Christ today, and then that can begin the process of the complete healing. Because until you receive Christ, this stuff doesn't happen. You've got to get the one living in you who's stronger than the one who's in the world. And it begins with that profession of faith of Jesus Christ. So maybe that's the first step for you today. Maybe today you need to come up here later on when we offer prayer time, and you need to receive that prayer of faith for a physical healing. You know, I don't know your needs, but God does. You know what he told us in Philippians? He told us in Philippians that he'd meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. All of them. See, he didn't just say part. And to me, that's awesome to know that he wants this healed, he wants this healed, he wants my inner man healed. He wants me to be whole and complete, to walk around with confidence knowing that he is able and that he wants to. Today he wants to make you whole. He wants to make you whole. You know, so as I prepared for this message, you know, it's a lot different when you're preparing to preach a couple weeks in a row or when you get to come up here and do the offering. You know, when you get to come up here and do the offering, and amen, take your buckets, yay, pray over the offering, you're done. But 2 weeks in a row, you guys got to, you know, and God's put something in me this morning for you guys. But you guys got to help to draw this out of me, okay? Okay, you got to be ready to receive. You got to be receptive to God's word, because otherwise it's just going to stay down in here. But I believe some of you in here today want to receive, don't you? You want to. You came expecting something from God today. So together we're going to pull out of me what he's placed in me, and you're going to receive it today. Because sometimes when God gives us a message, when you preach, it's a little frustrating because he gives it to you and you understand it inside of you, but it doesn't always come out the same way he gives it to you. And sometimes that makes it a little frustrating, a little difficult. But you guys can help to get this to come out like he put it in me, okay? So let's do this together. Let's do this together this morning. So as I was preparing for this, I started thinking about it, you know. I started thinking, well golly, God, I was a drug addict for a long time, and I drank for a long time, and I still sin. So why would you heal me? How can you heal me? I still do all this stuff sometimes, you know. Still get mad and drop an F-bomb. Anybody real in here? Okay. I've still done it. Pastor didn't raise his hand. That's why he's our pastor. That is why he is. That is why I'm the recovery pastor, not the Sunday morning pastor. But you know what I'm saying? In a realistic state of mind, we don't feel worthy to receive a healing sometimes because we don't understand that it's a free gift. And Ephesians 2 tells us that we receive by grace through faith. We receive by grace a free gift. We don't earn it. It's not whether I've done bad or whether I've done good, but it's because God loves me. It's because God loves you that you receive this healing. That's why. It's by grace through faith that we've been saved, not of ourselves, so we can't boast. I can't say I did good or I did bad, but I can say he loves me. He loves me enough to heal me. He loves me enough to make me whole, to make me complete. And we can say that because it's not of our own doing. But it's by grace through faith, a free gift we don't have to earn. Some people, we get skeptical of healing because we see some Fruit Loops, man. Woo! Slapping them on the head and they fall down. And we're like, I don't want none of that. You know, and sometimes, though, you know, there is a gift to healing where somebody can come up and they have that spiritual gift, that benefit, you know, and they can lay hands on you and you're healed. Absolutely. And then there's some Fruit Loops. Correct? We've all seen Fruit Loops, haven't we? And it's not just a colorful cereal in a box. It's a colorful dude on stage. We've all seen that. So sometimes that puts that little seed of doubt or speculation, whatever that word is there, in our hearts, you know, and we don't believe because we've seen these people who are so far-fetched left field away from what the Word of God says that we get doubts. We get doubts. See, instead of faith. Because when you read the Bible and you study on healing, it's through their faith. It's through their faith because they believe. And faith isn't something that we just muster up and something that we sit down and we strain until we get it. It's simply taking God's word for what it says and believing that it is. That he is who he is and that he'll do what he says he'll do. That's faith. Believing him. Does that sound too easy? It's that easy. How were you saved? It's that easy. How can you be healed? It's that easy. It's that easy. I need it easy. Because sometimes I get, you know, I don't want to overthink. Luke chapter 7. Talking about the Roman officer here. He said, I'm not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word from where you are and my servant will be healed. I love this story in the Bible. I love this incident. Because this guy understood the power of the spoken word. He understood it. Jesus, all you got to do is say it and it's done. All he has to do is say it and it's done in your life. Because it's God's will for you to be healed. It's his will. You remember last week we talked about the leper. And the leper, you know, God had leprosy, so he wasn't allowed to approach people. He had to stay over there in the corner by himself and their little place where the lepers had to stay. But he went up to Jesus and he said, Jesus, if you're willing, he said, I know you can. He said, if you're willing, I know you can. He didn't doubt at all, did he? He had no doubt whatsoever. He said, if you're willing, I know you can. Can you say that in your heart today, Lord? Lord, I know you can. I know you can. I know you can. I know he can. I know he can. I've seen it. And he goes on to say, he said, I know this because I'm under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He was amazed. Turning to the crowd that was following him, he said, I tell you, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. And when the officer's friends returned to his house, they found the slave partially healed. Oh, no, it doesn't say partially. It says completely healed. Completely healed. Made whole. What faith? Jesus, you don't even have to come. You don't even have to be there. All you got to do is say it. All you got to do is say it. What about the woman who had the bleeding for 12 years? You know, there's a crowd of people around Jesus. All around him, right? And this woman crawls through there. She says, you know what? I've been through the process for 12 years. I don't spent my money. I don't spent my resources. But if I can just reach out and pull from Jesus, I can be healed. I can be made well. See, everybody else is pushing on him and shoving on him. And Jesus even said, he said, who touched me? And his disciples said, really? Everybody touched you. Everybody did. And then you know what she said? The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched him and that she had immediately been healed. Daughter, he said to her, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Maybe sometimes we just need to be willing to confess to somebody, to walk up here to the prayer line, to force our way through the crowd, because there's a full house today. If you're in the middle of the road, it's not going to be easy for you to get out. But maybe you just need to force your way to the end of that aisle and to come up here and to whisper in somebody's ear, I've been sick for a long time, but today I need to be made well. I need to be made whole today. Maybe you just need to do that today, to push your way through the crowd. And that's not always easy to do. Sometimes that's hard because we've been sick for a long time and that sickness has become our identity. It's been our identity. That's all anybody knows us by. Because every time somebody says, how you doing? Well, still sick. You know, it still hurts all the time, and I'm going back to the doctor, and they hadn't got it lined out, and blah, blah, blah. And that's all we can talk about to anybody is our sickness. What if we tried confessing healing? I'm getting better. How you doing? Well, I'm getting better. It's been a struggle, but I'm getting better. I'm fighting through it. I'm fighting through it. What about the story of when those four guys brought their buddy to Jesus at the house? And the house was so full they couldn't get in. It was so full they couldn't even get to the door. See, because sometimes we need to be vulnerable. We need to expose our weaknesses because it says what? In 2 Corinthians, he said, my grace is enough for you. He said, because my strength is made perfect in weakness. So we have to be willing to expose that weakness to Christ and to somebody we trust, not to everybody we come in contact with. Walking around whining and moaning about it, that's all we're ever going to be is sick. We have to learn to confess healing, wholeness, that we're complete, because we're no longer a slave to fear, but we're a child of God. And we have to learn to confess that. Because if all we confess is fear, all we'll ever be is scared. See, in your life, your pain has to outweigh your fear to the point you're going to cry out to Christ. It has to. It has to hurt so bad that you're going to get over that fear, and you're going to push your way through the crowd, and you're going to reach out to touch him. It has to. My pain exceeded my fear in my life. See, because my pain exceeded my fear to the point to where I had to admit to my in-laws, I had to admit to everybody that I had a disease called alcoholism, a disease called drug addiction, because it hurt so dadgum bad I couldn't stand it anymore. So I had to cry out and I had to say, I need help. I got to get some help. So then I had to be willing for the lifestyle change that God was willing to make in my life. Sometimes the healing, it's not that easy, because it's all we've ever known. That poor leper, dude had, like I said last week, he had no social skills. He'd never been around people. So there was a major change in his life. Major change. What about the guy they lowered through the roof there with the ropes, you know? He was vulnerable. He was weak. What if those guys drop the rope and he's laying in the middle of a room full of people and can't do nothing because he's paralyzed? He was willing to expose his vulnerability to be healed. Are you? Or is pride in the way? Is fear, pride? But you know, talking about the four men lowering the guy through the roof, seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." Seeing their faith. Maybe today you're not here because you're sick, but maybe you have a loved one who is. Maybe today you need to intercede, and when it's prayer time, you need to come up here and say, hey, me and you need to come into agreement today for so-and-so. Because maybe your faith is there and theirs isn't yet. And you're willing to hold that rope. Need to come with that confidence. That confidence when we come before Christ, knowing that if we believe, we can receive. Understanding that. 1 John 5. 14 and 15 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. Did you know you can have a confidence when you come to that throne of grace? A confidence and a boldness? Knowing that when we come before God, it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. His will for you is to be made well. His will for you is to be complete, to be healed. That's his will. See, I can't go up in there and I say, Jesus, I want a Corvette. Why didn't I get one? But I can go before that throne of grace boldly and say, Jesus, I know you don't want my knee to hurt. I know you don't want my ankle to hurt, Lord Jesus. I know that you want me to be well. And I can do that. And I do that. When my kids get sick, you know what the first thing we do is? We pray with them. We pray over them. That's the first thing we do. You heard my spider story. Don't make me tell it again. You heard the spider story. But it's by faith. You know, this morning we have another testimony of faith. You know, the testimony last late week, wasn't that phenomenal? Wasn't that awesome? That was great. Because we know that it's God's will for Connie to be healed of that cancer. 2 years in. Great reports, because it's God's will for us to be healed. Today we've got another testimony of faith.
I'm Dennis Thompson. This is Susie, my wife of 39 years, and I will let her start.
You always do that. Well, in 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they gave me a treatment regimen to follow. And so I followed the treatment regimen, which was quite harsh. And we got through that, and I finished up at the end of 2011, and just kind of went on our way. and really never expected to have anything else like that happen again. And then in the fall of 2014, last fall, I had been having just really severe leg pain that would wake me up in the night, but I don't know, just being busy with life and such, it would come and go, and I never thought much about it. But then, and I had a lot of back pain, but eventually had a bone scan, and the bone scan showed that I had lots of bone cancer. I mean, just everywhere. And I actually got the report myself and read it. I read the report. The doctor didn't tell me. I'm a nurse, so I know how to go around the back way to get the report. So reading the report, it was just unbelievable. I just kept thinking, this is not right. It's not true. And it was just pretty devastating. But
in that time, the initial shock of it is probably the worst thing I could say. But even though it happens like that, you know, we do know that we have, you know, Susie mentioned that I am her rock and she is mine, but then we have a greater rock than that too that we rely on. And, you know, that's Jesus. And, you know, through that, we have to rely on him. And, you know, we have prayed and many times for, and other people have, and I know there's lots of prayers from this church and other churches, and, you know, for healing. And, you know, and it is not to, you know, if she receives healing here on earth, it's not to prove the doctor's wrong or anything like that. It's for God's glory, you know. And we are assured one way or another that you're going to be healed, you know.
Yeah, I've got a local oncologist that when I had this reoccurrence, he just told me that, well, he told me before I had the recurrence, if it ever comes back, he said, if it ever comes back, there's nothing to do. There's not going to be anything that you can do. So that's kind of his premise of things. And then he advised that I go to MD Anderson in Houston to get their treatment regimen. So I've been down there, and this third chemo that I've been on, the last time I was down there, they were just shocked because it's working. And I will say this, I don't know what God has for me, but through all this, I have been healed of the spirit of sickness of that I had in the beginning. I have been healed of that, and I don't live in that spirit of sickness. I have days that I don't feel good, you know, because, I mean, chemotherapy is poison. But I have days that I don't feel good, but I don't live like I am dying. I live I live life. That's how we live, actually. It affects both of us. So we just we live life, and we believe in God to bring about good things in our life. And on the good days, we celebrate. On the bad days, we get through it.
We do trust in God, and that's the key. You know, I can't imagine that there or I know there are people that don't. And I've given a little thought about if they were facing something like this, how do they go through life and deal with it? I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to, you know. And so, you know, we don't know the end, but like Susie says, she has been healed of her spirit of sickness or whatever, and that's the truth. You know, she's very positive. A few weeks ago, we were out in the yard on a Saturday doing some stuff, and I said, "Boy, I really enjoy Saturdays. No phone ringing in my ear and so forth." And she said, "Well, every day's a Saturday for me besides every other Wednesday when I take chemo." And, you know, it was an impression on me how positive attitude that is, because, you know, there's days she doesn't feel really well, but it's still a Saturday to her. So, and, you know, positive or negative, either one will rub off on the other person, and she's very positive. And, you know, I really think that's a part of the healing.
You know, I met this couple 9 years ago at John 3:16. You know, they're in a battle right now. But you know what? They realize they don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Because that spirit of sickness overtakes us sometimes. That spirit of sickness. Because even though there's a sickness, we don't have to be sick. Because like she said, she's going to live life. She's going to live life. You know, when we go into battle, what do? We need to put on our armor, don't we? The Bible says that we need to put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, knowing that Christ has saved me, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the sword of spirit. We have to have the word of God to battle, because we're in a battle, and we have to know this. That's why it's so important that not only are you here and you're under the word of God, but that you're at home and you're in the word of God. You have to be. You know, one of the most important things we're doing right now at Celebrate Recovery is we're learning to reserve a daily time with God for Bible reading, for prayer, in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. So as we go into battle, we have to suit up, because above all else, we take up the shield of faith, which quenches the fiery darts. When everything else is done, we take up that shield of faith and we believe what God says. And we stand on that. We stand on what He says. You know, sometimes though, like me praying for a Corvette, you know, sometimes we come to God and we ask God to do something that's our part. You know, I see a lot of people, they have oxygen where they're for breathing and things, and a cigarette. And they're like, "God, can you heal my breathing problem?" Do you think God's going to step in and miraculously heal that when we're not doing our part? He's not. If I've got problems with my liver, but I continue to drink alcohol, why is God going to step in and heal that? He can. Yes, He can. Absolutely. God is big enough to step in and heal anything. And sometimes He does, just to show His power for His glory. Absolutely. But sometimes we need to make some different life choices, don't we? Sometimes we need to do our part and God will do His part. And I can't do God's part and He won't do my part. But sometimes we need to remember that. What about if we struggle with diabetes but yet we always want to eat that big piece of cake? Why does God, you know, what about that healing? We're not doing our part and we're not managing our diet. We're not taking care of our part of the deal. But yet we wonder why God didn't step in and miraculously heal this. Because sometimes there's a process we need to go through. We need to do our part. Some lifestyle changes need to happen. And then watch what God can do. When we start doing our part, watch Him step in. Watch Him supernaturally reach down and touch. What about worry? Well, you know, we got ulcers, right? And we're taking these nerve pills, but we don't stop trying to control the world. We want to micromanage everything and everyone around us, and we wonder why we're always stressed out. God, just give me peace. Shh, shut up, quit that. Don't do it like that. But God, give me peace. Maybe we need to change the way we look at things, the way we handle things. Maybe we need to let other people handle things. You know, sometimes. Sometimes there needs to be some lifestyle changes. As we're getting ready to wrap up today, and as we're getting ready for prayer time, and the praise and worship team comes up and takes their part. You know, I went to Florida back in 2011 as a family vacation. And on this trip, I was stressing myself out really bad beforehand. And you know those frappuccinos, those cold coffees? Well, I was drinking 4 or 5 of them a day and 6 Mountain Dews because I had to get things done. Woo! You know. So next thing you know, I done stressed myself out, and we get down to Florida, and I'm sick. I had this big rash all the way around my body, and I had these headaches that were insane. And I don't get headaches. I just don't get them. Maybe one a year. I was throwing up blood. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, first he went out of the room, and he came back in with this rubber suit on. Thanks for a little fear again. You know, this mask and this. And he had on cowboy boots and blue jeans. And then he come back in a rubber suit. That wasn't very funny. Well, he told me I had meningitis and shingles at the same time. You know, because stress had made me vulnerable. And the enemy could come in because of my worry and my stress. And it broke my body down to give him an opportunity to come in. This word right here came alive at that time. It came alive in my heart. It's a prayer of faith. James 5 says, are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. See, that came alive. Because the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. See, and we're to let the word of God dwell in us richly. We have to let it live in us. And that came alive to me. And I called pastor. They told me I was going to be in there 14 days quarantined. They went my poor kid's Disney vacation. So I'm freaking out. They're giving me medicine because it hurt. And they're giving me Xanaxes because I got a little anxiety sometimes. And so I called pastor, though, and I said, pastor, and I kept quoting this scripture. The nurses heard this scripture. The doctor heard this scripture. Everybody that came in my room heard this scripture. They heard that. I called pastor, I called Brian Tuggle, I called other people, men of faith, and they prayed. 4 days later, they sent me home. 4 days later, they sent me home. Because this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. Today, do you have confidence to ask for a healing? Today, do you have the confidence in God to walk up here to the prayer team? Prayer team, will you please come up today? The confidence to walk up to the prayer team and to say, you know what? I need a healing. To come to this throne of grace boldly, knowing that these people right here can and will pray with you that prayer of faith to receive that free gift from God today of healing. Maybe you've been through divorces, and maybe you've got this inner pain that needs to be healed today. Maybe you need a physical healing. My God is big enough to take care of all of your needs. He is, and it's His will. He told that leper, He said, I am willing. And He reached out and touched him, and instantly he was healed. Today, as we get ready to worship, receive by faith today what God's trying to give you, a healing. Some of you came this morning expecting to receive. You'll receive. Some of us have a little doubt. The Bible says that if we doubt, we'll receive nothing. He says we're being tossed to and fro. Wipe away that doubt today and just believe what God says. I want to read some scriptures over you today, okay? Jesus reached out His hand and touched the man. I am willing, He said, be clean. Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distress. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Stand up to your feet for me this morning. This morning is your day. Today is your day to receive what God has for you, okay? Today as we worship, I want you to just come forward. If you're in the middle of the row, push your way through the crowd. Don't let fear, don't let pride. Come today and receive.